This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley and J.J. Jasper. We appreciate you listening to AFR. And if you want to send us an email, you can do so at this address, comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. If you want to watch, as Ed would say, this here show live, you go to Facebook and YouTube and type in today's issues, and you can find us there. Jim, what else you got, brother?
Well, just one quick piece of business. This is nothing trivial about it, but this has been our week to campaign for preborn, and that's to help ladies get sonograms of the unborn child. And so if you'd like to help with that, we'd be happy for you to do so. Your gift of $28 provides an ultrasound to a lady who may otherwise get an abortion.
Not an ultrasound machine.
No, well, we have had a couple of machines donated, too. And that's pretty cool.
The idea here, folks, is that we promote this. Is it a week?
1 week, yes, sir.
We promote, and it's called Preborn. And this ministry is called Preborn. And when you give to us, we basically you're giving to them.
Right.
But we're helping them raise money because for every time a woman receives a picture of her baby through a ultrasound, then the vast majority of the time they don't follow through with an abortion.
Right. You're saving a life.
So you're basically saving a life, but it costs $28 to provide this, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
So that's why we're raising money for this during this. This is pro-life month.
Right. Sanctity of Human Life Month in January. Right. And you're exactly right. Someone comes into a pregnancy resource clinic, their mind's made up, I'm going to have an abortion. But when they see the ultrasound and they
see the baby moving around,
yes, up to 80% choose life.
That's right.
So you see the baby moving around, they're not going to have the abortion. And so it saves a human life. So that's the reason we're doing this.
Two ways to give: online at AFR.net, or you can call 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And this is about the fourth year, I think, we've done this with these folks. And each year it's grown, and we're just incredibly grateful.
You know how many ultrasounds we're up to now for this week?
It was 1,200 this morning.
1,200, really?
Right.
No, it was over 2,000 this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it
was.
Yesterday
right.
Afternoon.
Oh, here we go.
I saw.
Just so happens that was the email I had open. We are, as of 10 a.m., we're 2,325.
Wonderful. Our goal was 2,500, right. I believe. So we'll reach that.
Wow. So our listeners are responding.
Yes, sir. Amen. They are.
And this is not Share-a-thon.
Our listeners are
different.
The best.
This is a different cause. I mean, it's our cause, too, the pro-life cause. But, I mean, this isn't a donation to AFR. It's a donation to presenting to our listeners.
And we've got two pro-life specials that will come on this afternoon on most of these AFR stations. And that is... Exploring the Word is going to be a half hour this afternoon. And then Brad Mattis with Life Issues, a good friend of the ministry, we're going to have one of those. And I apologize. I don't apologize for telling folks about saving babies, but I didn't mean to take us completely
off track.
All
right, what do you got left, Jim, Trivia
my
Friday?
My questions that have heretofore
gone
unanswered.
We want to stand up for the word heretofore.
We do. In ancient times, people would make popcorn by heating sand in a fire and then stirring kernels of popcorn in the hot sand. Is that true or false?
I'd like to have been there for the first time. That was
and then...
A great moment in human history right there.
Which part of the banana is used to make banana oil?
Mm, and there are only two parts, Jim said, right?
Two parts.
50-50. 50-50, ladies and gentlemen.
Inside and outside of the
you want
banana.
To do my egg roll question for me?
I'm just trying to help you out.
I appreciate it.
That's a slippery subject right there.
Yeah, it is. So you're a good helper. Is that what you're telling us?
Helper kind of good.
Right. What American city produces most of the egg rolls sold in grocery stores in the United States? Mm-hmm. Is it Houston, Texas, New York City, San Francisco, or Los Angeles, California?
New York City.
Here's what I've got. Where would you find the una corda, sostenuto, and damper? Where would you find the una corda?
I'm not entirely sure he didn't just cuss us out.
Hey, and damper.
What constellation?
It's right. It's just a few miles over from the Big Dipper. Una corda, sostenuto, and damper. And I'm not sure about those pronunciations.
Really?
Second question. True or false? The Latin word impeach literally means to steal fruit from the tree. Is that true or false? And you do have a 50-50 chance if you just want to call in and guess. There, you got a chance to get that one. Third question, Bible question. To which disciple did Jesus say, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed?
All right, here are my two questions. Riddles both. Number one, what is black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you're all through with it?
Y'all bless
got,
you.
Y'all got that? No, bless you is incorrect, Jim.
Oh, sorry.
A good guess. But are you just saying generally bless
no,
you?
Brent, in case folks heard the sneezes in the background, our producer was
our
sneezing.
Our producer sneezed and you blessed him.
I did.
Okay.
Just polite.
Yes, I understand.
Polite, helpful, and kind.
That's right. I'm a good helper.
Yeah. Number two, what tastes better than it smells?
Wow.
Number two, what tastes better than it smells? Got it?
Got it.
All right, let's go.
Chitlins. David from Oklahoma, welcome to Trivia Friday. I didn't answer your question, did I? I'm sorry.
Hey, David. How are you?
Hey, greetings. I'm doing well, and y'all?
We're doing well. What part of Oklahoma are you from?
Lawton, Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's a good area. Right there near the base.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I have a do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
All right, I can. I know several answers, but I don't know one for sure, and that's the one I want to answer. Is what's black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you're done with it.
Okay, what's the answer?
I believe a red apple, because it comes in a black seed, and then you get the red apple, and you eat it, and it's the white center.
Wow.
You
That's
over
deep.
You're overthinking that, David.
Hold just a minute, David. That's incorrect, but I want to understand your answer here with the you said a red apple? What'd you say?
Yes.
Okay, now the question is this. What is black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you're all through with it? That's the question. You're saying, you go ahead and answer that again.
A red apple, because it comes in a black seed, it grows up to a red apple, and then the white core you usually throw away.
He's on to something.
Well, you know what, David? That is a very good answer. That's not what I have, but...
He thought that through.
You know what, David? I'll have to say, Common Core apple questions, you would have that right.
Nice.
I don't know how to disagree with that. David,
says Tim as he turns to the jury.
And David, just in case you weren't watching on Facebook, there was a look of bewilderment as that answer was being given.
But that's not the answer you were looking
that's
for.
That's not the answer I'm looking for. The
riddles can be subjective.
Yeah.
What's your question David, for us, David?
Sounds like we're being mocked ourselves.
It's a little bit.
My question to the professors is...
somebody got to get... David. Hey, David, who's got the giggles there in the truck, the car?
This is my wife, Holly.
Okay. Hey, Holly. It always happens. If you're at church or at a funeral or in the library, you start to get the giggles and you can't stop.
Right.
You should live with him.
I guess that's good.
My aspirations are to be a stand-up comedian preacher. So.
There you go. Well, here's the deal, Holly. Hallmark told me the other day, since I'm guessing y'all are a married couple, he said marriage is like a deck of cards. You start out with two hearts and a diamond.
Towards the end, you wish you had a club and a spade.
Actually, I go for a full house, but, you know, that's just me.
There you go. Full house. Nicely done. Hey, what's your question for us, David?
All right, professors. What is the location of the longest running outdoor Passion of the Christ play in America?
Okay, David, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. And
I can blurt that answer out. Eureka Springs.
Arkansas?
Arkansas.
They're the second.
They're the second.
Wow. Man. I mean,
that's why I wanted to talk amongst ourselves.
I know, because I nailed that puppy right there.
I knew that's what you're going to say, and I thought that myself.
But you're thinking it may be in Oklahoma.
Isn't it Heart of the Hills?
Is that Branson?
No, it's in Oklahoma.
David, what's
the answer, David?
It is the holy city of the Wichitas, and it's going 95 years strong.
Wow.
So it's every summer?
No, it's during April. It's during Easter.
Okay. Do you know, David, that's interesting. And they're having the, I forgot what year, the 500th maybe, of the Passion Play in Oberammergau, Germany. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the first Passion Play. It's been going on. The Christians there prayed that the Black Plague would not kill them in that town.
Right.
And God spared them. And they've been doing, they said, if you do this, Lord, we will, every 10 years, we'll do a Passion Play. And now it's world famous.
That was an interesting negotiation with the Lord. If you don't kill us, we'll do a Passion Play every 10 years. I think the people in Oklahoma had some kind of deal like that. We'll all learn. We'll do Oklahoma. Every man, woman, boy,
not,
and child.
I think
we'll
they said, if you
elementary
not,
school.
If you will not let the Longhorns beat us,
we'll do the play Oklahoma.
We will dedicate a play to you.
Yes. Yeah.
David, Holly, y'all have a great weekend.
Thank y'all.
Did they give the answer?
Yes.
We're in Wichita, Kansas.
Yes.
So it's actually in Kansas.
Wichita, something Oklahoma.
Wichita Falls? That's Texas. Tell us again.
It's the holy city of the Wichitas and the Wichita Mountain Refuge.
Right outside of Lawton.
Oh, yes. Okay. Not Wichita.
The Wichita Refuge.
W-I? How's it spelled?
We have a Facebook page. Hold on.
How is it spelled?
Do you guys work the Passion Park there? Is that what you're saying?
I've been doing it 11 years. He's been doing it 13. And if you ask my daughter how long she's been doing it, she's been doing it 11 years old. Now, if you ask her how old she is, she'll be 12 in February.
Oh, okay. That's a riddle.
Wichita is spelled W-I-C-H-I-T-A-S.
Okay. Similar to Wichita, Kansas, but got an S on there. All right. Yeah. Well, listen.
Thanks, David.
Thank y'all for calling. Appreciate it. David and did he say
Holly,
you know, speaking of the giggles, that happened to my wife and I at a wedding one time, Allison.
That's when it happens, if you're in the library.
Were sitting on the third or fourth row.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. And fortunately, it wasn't a funeral. You know, that would have been very distasteful. But we got the laughs, the giggles between each other. Everybody's had that happen.
But one starts to wind down, the other one winds up.
Yeah. So
the harder you try to suppress it, then it starts getting worse.
But the thing about it is, they had a video camera because you could see us. We're on the fourth row, so fortunately, it was a good friend of my wife's and a high school classmate of mine. It was her wedding, and what happened was the one of the bridesmaids tripped. On three steps that led up to the platform.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and she...
Face
plant.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, face plant with flowers. And it wasn't funny. It was funny. It wasn't funny. But it was funny at the time. Well, I'll just change that. It was straight up funny. Okay, but the video shows Allison and me. We're sitting on the third or fourth row, and when that happens, we just burst out laughing. Now, I felt sorry for him in one way, but no way. But it shows us for 5 or 10 minutes, and we can't stop. So every time it shows from behind, our shoulders just shaking.
Oh my word!
And uncontrollable, and I'm talking about where you're crying,
right?
And you're snorting, and you look at each other, and you lose your breath laughing. That kind of laugh right there. Anyway, it was that dramatic, so I remember it to this day, and that was like 35 years ago.
What do you think the bride and groom think?
The good ending to that was she showed us the video, and she said, "Look at y'all when this happened like that." So, anyway, I've also seen greenery caught on fire.
no, you have not.
Yeah. No, I've seen lighting when the guy
lighting the candle,
and the greenery. He lit the greenery. they had to put it out. Yeah, I've seen that happen too. Now, you talk to pastors right now, or people who've been in a lot of weddings,
baptisms,
weddings. They can tell you a lot of stories.
Yes, they can.
Like that. But anyway, you're listening to Trivia Friday. Let's give our questions one more time, and then we'll take calls. No more stories from me.
All right. Which part of the banana is used to make banana oil? In ancient times, people would make popcorn by heating sand in a fire and then stirring kernels of popcorn in the hot sand. Is that true or false? And then lastly, what American city produces the most egg rolls sold in grocery stores?
Houston, New York, L.A., or San Francisco?
There you go. I'm done.
I'm just trying to help out.
Here's what I've got.
You're a good helper.
Where would you find the una corda, sauce tenuto, and damper? And I'll give you a hint this late in the program. It's a musical instrument. Where would you find the una corda, sostenuto, or sostenuto and damper? Don't say.
I know, but it's not between Park Place and Broadway. No. Boardwalk.
No.
Instrument, not board game.
Here's my second question. True or false, the Latin word impeach literally means to steal fruit from the tree. Is that true or false? Third question, Bible question, to what disciple did Jesus say, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed"?
By the way, we haven't heard this sound yet. So that means a Trivia Friday t-shirt is still up for grabs. Mr. President, your turn.
All right, I got two questions. Here's the first one. What is black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you're all through with it?
Not an apple.
Not an apple. And that was a good guess. Well, it could be correct, but that's not the answer I was looking for. Number two, what tastes better than it smells?
I can think of about a half dozen things.
I'll take one.
Mary, calling from Iowa. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Had to think of what show I'm on.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Mary.
Mary, how you doing?
Hi. How's it going?
All right.
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here at work and just have a little free time here. And so I thought I'd give a call.
What part of Iowa you live in?
Mason City, otherwise known as River City, where they had the Meredith Wilson, you know, the movie with Shirley Williams. Yeah, that's a famous little town.
I got to do some stand-up comedy there in Mason City, Iowa, a few years back at the
I was actually there, and I met you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it was a packed house, and it was the community college that was awesome.
NIAC.
Well,
at NIAC.
Now, Mary, you guys have some real cold weather coming next week. Are you bundled up and ready for that?
Oh, yeah. We've had a couple cold weather for the last few days, and we're supposed to get a real big snowstorm here after lunch. We're not looking forward to it.
We're supposed to
be having like 8 to 10 inches.
There you go.
Yeah. 8 to 10 inches.
And the temperature's getting down real. What's it going to be at night? Are they talking about in the teens or minus below zero?
Well, last time I heard, it was going to be in the teens.
Right. Yeah. Well, hey, ask, answer, or do both, Mary?
We're going to do both today. I want to answer the black, white, and red question.
Okay, what is black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you're all through with it, Mary?
Is it charcoal?
Charcoal.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Yes, Mary.
Oh, that's good.
Way to go. Good answer. Did you know that right off the bat, or did you have to ask somebody or think about it, or what?
Well, I had to Google it.
Okay.
That's okay. You could Google that and come up with it. That's pretty cool.
Black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you... Yeah.
Yep, it made sense because it was like black, and then it's red when the fire is in it, and it's white when it's ash.
Yeah, good. What's your question for us?
My question is for you food lovers. How many taste buds does the human tongue have? Does it have, it's a multiple choice, does it have 10,000, 100,000, or 1 million?
Well,
it's going to be one of the higher numbers, guys. It's going to be B or C.
I got to tell you, mine depends on whether there's bacon.
Oh, yeah. Everything's better with bacon.
Yeah, and Iowa provides more bacon to the America than any other state. For that reason alone, we should have a moment of silence right now, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, Iowa, they're like the highest producers of pork and bacon and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I
heard
that once.
Yeah, I'm going to go with B.
That's correct.
Wasn't that one of your trivia questions once?
It was.
It was.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with C.
Well, what's it? What?
How many taste buds on your tongue? Now, it'd be more on giraffe tongue.
100,000 or a million?
I'm going to say a million.
Nah, I'm going to go. Go ahead, Tim.
I don't know. I want to know what university commissioned that study.
What do they do? They pull somebody's tongue out and go one, two, three, four, and then it says, excuse me, and they're like, one, two.
Right. So you get to 100,479, and somebody goes, 100,499, you know, comes in and tries to
start all over.
Interrupt
you. That's coffee. When workplace violence becomes
yes,
real.
It does. Mary, we don't know what's, we have a guess. What's
B,
the answer?
Jim says B, I say C.
Okay. Well, I was really surprised because I would have thought it would have been a million, but it was actually 10,000.
10,000 taste buds.
That's a lot, though. I'll tell you, the Lord knew what he was doing.
That allows you for that applewood bacon and then the mesquite bacon and caramel
bacon. Too. You got to put caramel in top 10.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And I had a BLT for supper last night.
Oh,
so that
yeah.
went on. I saw that trivia question on there. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Have you ever had caramel-covered bacon?
No, I haven't.
Sounds
like a...
Yeah, Mary's had it.
Well, Mary, I want to come back to Mason City. So if you see an opportunity...
Well, we'd be glad to have you anytime.
That was such
you,
a...
You,
that,
are, you were yeah. funny as heck, yeah. I tell you, we just really enjoyed you here.
That was such a fun night, and I remember a long, long line of getting to sign books and shake hands and hug necks. Everybody was just so sweet in that part of the country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it took me probably 20 minutes to get up there and shake your hand because everybody was crowding around you. I thought, whoa... Yeah,
all right, Mary, thank you. God
Mary.
Bless you. Have a great day.
We're going to try and get one more.
No, we don't have time.
Good all folks right. in that part of the country.
Jim, what do you got to answer here?
Which part of the banana is used to make banana oil?
I'm going to say the peel.
I'm going to say neither. No part. Banana oil is a synthetic compound made with amyl alcohol and is named for its banana-like aroma.
That's disappointing.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it is.
In ancient times, people would make popcorn by heating sand in a fire and stirring kernels of popcorn in the hot sand. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true. It sounds believable.
Oh, yeah.
It is true, 100%.
Where is it? In ancient times?
In ancient times.
Club
that's
somebody?
Like before the cast iron
skillet. Before the matinee?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the only two you had?
Now I got one more, because none of mine were answered today. It's a bad day in Whoville. What American city produces the most egg rolls sold in the United States?
I'm going to say New York City.
Houston.
Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Una Corda, Sostenuto, and Damper. Those are those three pedals under the piano.
Oh, see, I was going to say accordion.
No, they got
you
a
had
name.
The damper.
Yeah, that's the three pedals under the piano. I'm surprised the piano players didn't jump on that. The Latin word impeach literally means steal fruit from the tree. No,
false.
I just made that up this morning. And then to which disciple did Jesus say, blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed? That would be Doubting Thomas. That's who he was talking to.
What tastes better than it smells? The answer is a tongue.
Oh, riddle.
Nice.
Why, it's a riddle.
Yes, yes.
Well done.
All right, have a great day, everybody, and a wonderful weekend. Be in church on Sunday, and we shall see you back here Monday.